नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 31, Text 14. Okay, that sounds like one of those responses where it indicates I'm in the wrong places. You've got 18, but you haven't read 14, 15, 16, 17. Okay, claro. Yetam praturuttaya krishnasya padavim param prayata kirtayet bhaktya tam evapnot yanuttamam. Anyone who regularly rises early in the morning and carefully chants with devotion the glories of Lord Sri Krishna's transcendental disappearance and his return to his own abode will certainly achieve that same supreme destination. Daruko Dwaraka Metya Vasudevo Grasenayoho Patitva Charana Vashrayar Nyasinchat Krishna Vichutaha. As soon as Daruka reached Dwaraka, he threw himself at the feet of Vasudev and Ugrasena and drenched their feet with his tears, lamenting the loss of Lord Krishna. Tayama sanidhanam vishninam krishnasho nripa tach trutvod vigna hridaya jana shoka vimurchitaha tachrasma twadita jagmu krishna vishlesha viflava vyasava shedate yatra gatayog natad Natata Gyatayo Gnanata Gyatayo Gnanta Gyanayo Gnanta Ananam. Daruka delivered the account of the total destruction of the Vrishnis. And upon hearing this, O Parikshit, the people became deeply distraught in their hearts and stunned with ecstasy. Sorrow. The people became deeply distraught in their hearts and stunned with sorrow, feeling the overwhelming pain of separation from Krishna. They struck their own faces while hurrying to the place where their relatives lay dead. Devaki.
Devaki
Rohini
Chaiva
Vasudevas Tata Sutau
Krishna
Rama
Apashyantaha
Shokarta
Vijahu
Smritim
Devaki Rohini Chaiva
Vasudevas Tata Sutau
Krishna Rama Vapashyanta
Shokarta Vijahu Smritim.
Devaki Rohini Jaiva
Devaki Rohini Jaiva
Vasudevas Tathasuto
Vasudevas Tathasuto
Krishna Rama Vapasyanta
Krishna Rama Vapasyanta
Sokarta Vijahu Smitim
Sokarta Vijahu Smitim
Devaki Rohini Jaiva
Devaki Rohini Jaiva
Vasudevas Tathasuto
Vasudevas Tathasuto
Krishna Rama Apavasyantaha
Krishna Rama Apavasyantaha
Sokarta Vijahu Smitim
Sokarta Vijahu Smitim
Devaki Rohini Chaiva
Devaki Rohini Chaiva
Vasudevas Tathasuto
Vasudevastatastau
Krishna Rama Pakashyanta
Sokarta Vijabhu Smritim
Devaki
Rohini Chaiva
Krishna Rama Pakashyanta
Ladies.
Devaki Rohini Chaiva
Vasudevastatasuto
Krishna Rama Vapashyanta
Shokarta Vijabhu Smritim
Devaki Rohini Chaiva
Vasudevastatasuto
Krishna Rama Vapashyanta
Sokarta Vijabhu Smritim
Devaki Rohini Chaiva
Krishna Rama Vapashyanta Sokarta Vijabhu Smritim
Devaki
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 Rohini
Rohini
Shara
also
Eva
Indeed.
Indeed.
Vasudevaha.
Vasudevaha.
Vasudev.
Vasudev.
Tata.
Tata.
As well.
As well.
Sutau.
Sutau.
Their two sons.
Their two sons.
Krishna Rama.
Krishna Rama.
Krishna and Rama.
Krishna and Rama.
Apashyantaha.
Apashyantaha.
Not seen.
Not seen.
Shokarta.
Shokarta.
Feeling the pain.
Feeling the pain
of lamentation.
Of lamentation.
Vijahu,
Vijahu,
they lost.
They lost.
Smritim,
their consciousness.
When Devaki, Rohini, and Vasudev could not find their sons, Krishna and Rama, they lost consciousness out of anxiety. Purport. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the original Devaki, Rohini, and other ladies of Dwarka actually remained in Dwarka, invisible to the eyes of the material world, whereas the demigods who represented the partial aspects of Devaki, Rohini, and so on, went into Prabhas to see how their dead, to see their dead relatives. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Vidave Maha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bistam Stapitam Jena Bhutle Shwayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dathati Shukadantikam. All right, In the 10th canto, we read that such and such demigods appeared as Vasudev, as Devaki, as Nanda Maharaj, as Yashoda Mayi, and as the other inhabitants of Gokula. You demigods were ordered, you all take birth there, I'm coming soon. So then the question may come, hold on, I thought that Devaki was the eternal mother of Krishna. I thought Vasudev was the eternal father of Krishna. I thought Nanda and Yashoda were eternally Krishna's parents in Goloka Vrindavan. So what is this about demigods appearing to become, coming down to appear as Vasudev and Devaki, and or three births this, and then after tapasya, then, for so many births, finally they appealed to Brahma. Brahma said, okay, you got it. How do we square the two accounts? It seems contradictory. On the one side, Krishna has his eternal parents. On the other side, you have these people who are demigods doing all this tapasya to become Krishna's parents. So it seems contradictory. So the acharyas explain that, now this is how it works, that yes, Krishna has his eternal parents in the form of Vasudeva and Devaki or Nanda Yashoda. And there are also these demigods who are doing penances and all of that. And what happens is that the plenary portions of these of Vasudeva, Devaki, and so on appear, and the demigods merge into that appearance, or that the Vasudeva and Devaki and so on expand themselves into the material world. They're still there at Goloka Vrindavan, nothing's changed, but they expand themselves into the material world, and when they expand themselves, then these demigods join into the expansion. Merge into the expansion, so that both things are true. Sometimes we read in Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitam, such and such person was a partial expansion of such and such, or a combined expansion of such and such, and we go, whoa, hold on. But this is how it works, that these expansions merge together and appear in this form. So that's what happens with that's what's described here in relationship to Devaki, Rohini, and Vasudev. Apart from that, first we heard that simply by remembering these pastimes of Krishna, one is assured of going back to Godhead. That's a fact. But doing it is not so easy. To remember Krishna, not that it's not so easy, it is easy, but we have to do it. The discipline is yam yam vapi smanan pavam tejachyante kalevanam tam tame vaiti kauntiya sadatan pava pavataha tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanu smari yuchacha mayar pitamano buddhir vami vaishasya samshaya. Krishna says, always think of me in my transcendental form, and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty, in Arjuna's case, by fighting. So in the very beginning, that thought is wrong. So we have to practice thinking of Krishna by chanting the holy name of Krishna and by hearing these pastimes of Krishna from Bhagavad Gita as it is and Srimad Bhagavatam. Then, mame vaishachya samshayaha, tame vapno tyunutama. Same thing, that one is sure of going back home, back to Godhead, by this regular recitation of the holy name of Krishna, or by regular hearing of the name, pastimes, etc. of Krishna. Any questions on that so far?
Mm-hmm. So, from what Maharaj says now, are there two souls then in each of these bodies?
Well, the description is that they merge. It says they merge into Vasudeva and Devaki. How this all works is high-tech stuff. That they've got two souls, how do they coordinate? It becomes like one of the, what is that, three-legged race. But it just says that it seems that they merge, the existence of one merges into the existence of the other. how that exactly works. I haven't tried it. But it works.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we hear that the Vaishnavas are not eager to read these sections of Krishna's disappearance, but in one of the verses it says that if someone attentively reads them, every day they go back home, back to Godhead.
Yeah. Prabhupada said that the Vaishnavas generally don't like to discuss about Krishna's disappearance. And you can see why. Everybody's in anguish, everyone's in pain, so it's not the most happy topic for discussion. But still, we do discuss in the course of reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes. Triple loud.
On the 28th day of Lord Brahma, I heard that the original Krishna comes down.
Yeah.
So, does the original parents also come, or would it be the same system where the demigod?
Original parents. Do the original parents come to say that again?
On the 28th day of Lord Brahma, then the original Krishna comes, right?
Yeah, okay, so now I have your question. No, it's not that then there's a special arrangement and the demigods don't merge and all this is cancelled out. No, that's what happens on the 28th day. The rest of the time it's somebody else coming. But this time it's Krishna. So when Krishna comes, this is how his entourage shows up. That's what's being described here. Don't want to carry consistency too far. Anything else so far?
Mm-hmm. Just following from that answer, if in the other incarnations it's expansions and demigods, would then obviously the result of worshipping, glorify them, you know, be only, let's say, to the level of Vaikuntha, or can one still go to the higher level of Golok Vrindavan?
Who are these people? Do that again.
It's
a little slow this morning.
You mentioned that only when Krishna appears on the 28th day, then the original personalities come. Even Lord Chaitanya or Lord Krishna himself appears. In the other incarnations, it's the expansions of Vishnu. And same thing in terms of the demigods with the parents. So does that mean that, let's say, meditating on them, one only goes up to the level of Vaikuntha?
No, we meditate on Prahlad Maharaj. We're reading about Prahlad Maharaj. We're reading about Nrisingadev. We're reading about so many. It's not that this is like, well, got a ticket to Vaikuntha instead of Goloka Vrindavan. Because I wasn't reading 10th Canto. It's mentioned that Mahaprabhu used to read relish topics of Dhruva Katha and Prahlad Katha. It's not that these are like some sort of inferior topics that as Gaudiya Vaishnavas we should avoid. All of this is included within Krishna. When Krishna comes, he includes all of these things. Nrisinga, Varaha, Ram, everyone's included in the existence of. If anything's not lucid, just let me know. Today's one of those mornings.
We can conclude now if you'd like.
We'll conclude soon. There's different levels of tiredness. One level is where you're really tired when you're speaking. The next level is where you're so tired that you barely remember the previous sentence you spoke. The next level is where you're in the middle of the sentence and you don't remember the beginning. I have experience of all these different We can just imagine the feelings of these devotees on the disappearance of Krishna, who is their life and soul. And not only Krishna, but everyone. This is the stuff of tragedy. Even in the mundane works of Shakespeare and so on, at the end of the tragedy, the stage is practically full of all the dead bodies of the people who've been the characters throughout the play. So it's a similar business here. This is Krishna's play. And the disappearance pastimes are original, a prototypical tragedy. Everything else is a reflection, the tragedies of this material world. Of course, the tragedy, this tragedy also is staged. There's nothing tragic. Krishna is advising Arjuna that you're lamenting over the sad death of your grandfather and your teacher and all this. This is all superficial. It's like a man seeing his head cut off in a dream. If you can see it, it must be okay. So, because the living entity is spirit soul, so nahangyate hangyamane shirire, when the body is killed, he's not killed. So Krishna also, when it appears that Krishna is killed, or that all the Rishnis or the Yadavas are killed, this is an appearance only. Natya natya durogyata. Kunti Devi prayed that Krishna is enacting his pastimes like a player on a stage. So somehow the pastimes have to end. So Krishna has to leave this world to carry on elsewhere. So this is Krishna's arrangement, his play. Lila, play. Sometimes it's translated as sport. So the play is not always just jolly. Sometimes the play is full of tragedy. Ramayana is practically tragedy from beginning to end, one tragedy after tragic circumstance after another. This is another taste of why are people reading Shakespeare and, you know, or going to see a play with a tragic ending or a movie with a tragic ending. There's also a kind of taste there, tragic taste. People go see horror movies. Fear is another kind of taste. People pay good money to have their daylight scared out of them. Fear is another kind of taste. Fear, comedy, tragedy, love in different manifestations. All of these things are originally there in Krishna. Okay, anything else? Yes?
Maharaj, the childhood Leela of Krishna happens only in the material world?
Correct.
So, Devaki and Mother Yasoda, now in the 28th day of Lord Brahma, but Lord Krishna has come down and he's doing this past tense and Srila Prabhupada is writing about it. Then we understood from the earlier discussion that the demigods became the expansion, the expansions of Devaki merged, supposedly merged with the expansions of the demigods, with the demigods. So in that time, please explain how's the conscious, is Mother Yasoda and Devaki in the spiritual world, how is their service to Krishna? Is it on the platform of their, they're meditating on it, or?
No, there's, as far as I know, there. Of course, sometimes the parents meditate on what the kids did when they were small, so that may also be there. But their activities are there in the parental mood. But these childhood pastimes are actually displayed. That's mentioned sometimes, that all of these things in the spiritual world are felt, but not necessarily manifest. The demons are not manifest in the spiritual world, but they're felt. That Srila Sridharma said they're like posters. They're felt to be. You know, there are rumors of demons, and there's fear of demons just to for fun. The husbands, they're also the husbands of the gopis. They're like rumors, or they're felt to exist, but there are no actual husbands. Or they're there, but they're not. You know, this existence as husbands is just a manifestation of a certain sentiment created by Yogamaya. But someplace, Sanatana Goswami or Deva Goswami say, therefore, the material world, Krishna's manifestation in Gokula is even sweeter than his manifestation in Goloka Vrindavan, because these things are manifest there. Although there's no difference between Goloka and Gokula, or Krishna's abode in the spiritual world and Krishna's abode in the material world, still the pastimes here are still sweeter. That statement is there. Anything else? Okay, Swarup's tired, so we'll end here.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, all joys to Srila Prabhupada.